Hello, good masturbator morning. So it's June 5th, and today I want to talk about hotel masturbation. So, you know, a lot of older baiters will talk about renting a room, renting one large king size bed, and just sitting in there and just masturbating the entire stay away, you know, paying to be in a room where they can just masturbate. You know, like, it's really freeing when you think about it, because when you're masturbating in your own bait cave, sometimes your life will creep in. Sometimes, like, you'll get textbooks in that you meant to read. You'll get little notes to do things, little reminders of your, like, normal life, and that can really, like, take you out of it. So really, like, having a bait space that's just entirely a bait space, the only thing that you have in there are sex toys. You know, you rent a room, you go in, strip down, put on cock rings, put on all your fucking fancy gear. You know, if it's a nice hotel room, they'll have some robes for you that you can fucking take. If it's not a nice hotel room, you'll just wear your fucking nasty gear and just sit on the nasty fucking stained bed, smells like fucking mildew, and you can just bring only sex toys. That way your mind is focused. You can only bring fucking pornography, that way your mind is focused. You know, bring your own HDMI cords, that way you can hook it up to the TV. Bring fucking everything that you need to just have a decent fucking masturbation session, because that's the beauty of a fucking hotel room fucking bait, is you can bring just like the basics, the bare essentials, and you will go fucking wild as a fucking masturbator, because that's literally all you can do. If you get fucking bored, all you got is fucking masturbation. You don't got video games. You don't have, like, social media, all that shit. You can fucking close the blinds. And you're just fucking just in a room that you rented for the sole purpose of just masturbating. And, you know, like, if you want to treat yourself like a cheap fucking slut, a little fucking whore, you can just get a fucking dingy hotel room. You know, make sure it doesn't have any bed bugs first. You know, just double check. Don't want to bring those home. Just get a nice dingy hotel room. Make sure it fucking smells a bit. Make sure that it's like fucking cheap. Make sure it's fucking grimy and all that shit. And just go in and just fucking masturbate. Be as loud as you fucking want, because they're not going to fucking kick you out. Everyone's going to fucking expect it. They're going to expect this is the place that a fucking chronic masturbator would go to. Someone that fucking just wants to go and fucking touch themselves all the time. Of course, they'd be in a fucking cheap hotel room. You know, I was in a cheap motel when I went on a school trip, and I had a room all to myself because the other kid didn't show up. This was in college, and my other two friends were in the other room, so they could hear everything that was going on, and I would just like fuck my fist really loud, moaning and all that shit. And then I wake up, go to the fucking trip after they fucking just toured the whole town. They toured all the way to like fucking SF and back. I think they went to Oakland. They traveled a lot. So I was just in there fucking masturbating till sundown. I hear them get back. I'm still fucking masturbating all fucking night. And then I wake up, I go on the fucking trip with them, and they're talking about how the person next door was just having fucking so much sex, and I fucking knew that was me. It was my fucking porn that I was watching and all that shit. So I was fucking treating myself like a cheap fucking slut and just fucking my fist, and knowing that I brought fucking sex toys on a fucking school trip, you know, of course I had to fucking use them, you know, because I'm a fucking masturbator. But there are other masturbators that go to really nice hotels, 5 stars, like they'll get the fucking robe, they'll get the fucking spa treatment, just treat themselves, their entire body, and just really pamper themselves on these like destination locations. But like, they'll just spend the whole time masturbating. Maybe they'll take one or two photos for Instagram just to prove that they were having a vacation and everything, just to gain that sense of normality over themselves. But when they'll go into that nice hotel room, they'll go up to the 40th floor, and then they'll just start fucking masturbating just fucking all the fucking day in that fucking nice, clean, immaculate hotel room. Because deep down, you know that those hotels, those motels are fucking filthy. You know, you ever fucking run a black light over the fucking bed sheets? Yeah, just imagine turning on a black light in your fucking hotel room and just seeing all the splooge all over the walls and all over the bed and all over your pillows. That's the fucking dirtiest part. The fucking comforter, the decorative, like, all the decorative shit, all the decorative pillows, all the decorative liners on the bed. Those get changed the least. So you fucking run a black light over them, there's just fucking jizz stains. And it's so fucking nasty. And you know this already because you've seen it on TV. They'll show you all the time, but you don't give a shit. You'll just fucking masturbate. Because you'll masturbate in your own filth. You'll masturbate in someone else's filth. You know, all the people before you who've sat in that bed, they fucking don't know that a masturbator's about to sit where they're sitting. Or maybe if you're really nasty, you can just imagine that's the room that they put all the fucking chronic masturbators in. That every single person that checks into that room just breaks out their fucking pants and just fucking masturbates. They get fucking naked and masturbate just like you're doing. They do the same technique like you. And the room just turns you into a fucking masturbator. And then that means it's just fucking out of your control, right? This is the fucking masturbation room. If this is the fucking masturbation cubicle that they put in the hotel just for fucking masturbators, just for you, they just put you in the fucking masturbation room. That's what I like to think about, is all the fucking masturbators that were in that room before me. And just imagining, like, seeing it on Pornhub or YouTube, of seeing the same room that I'm in, and just being like, hey, wait, that's this room. This room makes you masturbate. And just fucking just going wild. And the best part is, like, you're really given a limited tool set because they already provide all the furniture for you, all the light, all the water, all everything that you fucking need for that night. They give you everything that you want. And you can just use that to your advantage, you know, just rearrange the furniture, get the continental breakfast, don't even fucking leave the place, don't fucking go to any tourist traps, and you'll save a bunch of money. You'll save all the money for your fucking masturbation. And you can sit back and relax and know that no one's coming to get you. No one's gonna come make you stop masturbating because you're in a hotel. There's no way that someone's just gonna come up and just tell you to stop. No one that you know is gonna come and find you in this hotel room. Like, none of the guests around you know. They'll just think that you're having sex. They'll think that you're fucking a hole. That's the best part. None of the guests care. The only guest that cares is the one after you. Because if they're not a fucking chronic masturbator too, they might just become one that night. You know, go so fucking deep, get your musk just everywhere. Just make the room smell really fucking manly, really fucking masturbatory. And, you know, just imagine that you're just defiling that room with every stroke. Just really fucking that fucking room. You know, the next person that cleans that room is going to think, wow, there was a chronic masturbator in here. Everything's fucking greasy. There's fucking dick prints all over the wall. There's dick prints all over the bathtub. Greasy fucking doorknobs, greasy fucking remotes, you know. And if they fucking miss a spot, then the next person's gonna realize that there was a chronic masturbator here. Or the next person, or the next person. Eventually, someone's going to realize it. Someone's going to realize that the room doesn't really smell like clean linens. It doesn't smell like bleach. It doesn't smell all clean. It just smells kind of musky, kind of like poppers, kind of like grease. And that's what you want, isn't it? You want the fucking privacy of a fucking room, but you don't want to be in your bait cave. You want to just masturbate wherever you want, but you want that privacy. That's something that a hotel masturbation session can provide. You know, maybe it'll just extend outside of that. Maybe after the one session, or maybe just after this file, you'll just drive past a hotel, you'll walk past a hotel, you'll think of a hotel, and you'll just think, what's it like to masturbate in there? You'll just think of your own little warped masturbation review of your hotel, just scrolling down and just having that review of, it was okay, 3 penises out of 5, not the best bait, the sunlight really disrupted it. Because honestly, that's all a masturbator really cares about. When they stay at a hotel, they don't care about the amenities, unless it's a sauna or a hot tub, unless it's a place to really please their penis. They don't really care. They just want to know, like, what's the nearest sex shop next to the location? You know, like, does the Wi-Fi allow porn? Is there a filter? Or can you do pay-per-view porn on the screen and get it charged to your fucking hotel bill, or is it free? That's what a real fucking masturbator really thinks about when they stay at a hotel. You know, if you ever have a chance to rent out a room for yourself, I say do it. Definitely do it. Just pack light. Just get a late checkout. Just really enjoy yourself. Turn off all the lights. Turn on all the lights and fucking masturbate. Hump all the furniture. Just go fucking wild. No one's there to stop you. No one's gonna know. And if they do know, they're not gonna say anything.